You're listening to SBS News.
Yvonne Sillett served in the Australian Army for a decade. She told the Royal Commission she was interrogated by the military over her sexuality in the 1980s. She felt she had no choice but to request a discharge after she was labelled a national security threat.
I thought I can't continue to live because I felt ashamed for being me. My partner at the time was also interviewed and we discharged in Perth. She was from Perth.
She says it caused her much distress.
I began experiencing suicidal thoughts. I knew my career was over and potentially my life because I knew nothing else. I didn't have a plan B.
It's the second public sitting of the Royal Commission into Defence and Veterans Suicide. It's received more than 1,000 submissions and so far has conducted around 40 private hearings with those in the veteran community. Commissioner Nick Caldas says their testimony is valued.
During these sessions, we commissioners have been honoured and humbled to hear in detail the difficult, often harrowing, personal stories of those we meet. During each and every private session, we learn something new.
According to federal government data, suicide rates are 24% higher for ex-servicemen and more than double for ex-service women when compared with the general population. The inquiry is also addressing what it calls a backlog of claims for veteran and defence support services. This is Pete Rudland from RSL Australia.
There's a great opportunity here for us to find out, you know, what is the cause. And if we can do that, then we can look after people.
But for some, this inquiry is being held too late. Nikki Jamieson lost her serviceman's son, Daniel, to suicide in 2014.
It's absolutely critical that these recommendations are enforced and people are, you know, are held accountable for their actions and inactions. We've all gone into the Royal Commission bearing our heart and soul, wanting change.
This Sydney hearing runs for 1 week, concluding on Friday. If you need immediate assistance, you can call Lifeline on 131114, Kids Helpline on 1800 55 1800, or the Suicide Callback Service on 1300 659 467. If your life is in danger, please call 000. Jennifer Scherer, SBS News.